Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
'Cause there's something down there.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new series of Red Rebel Radio. I'm Ben, here in the Republic of Mancunia, and over there in the Republic of the European Union, Swampy joins us now. Hello, Swampy, how are you?
Not bad at all. Bonjour, everybody, bonjour. I would do the Flemish, but I'm sorry, it's just bonjour. I could do the German, I don't know that either, but it's bonjour.
How are the Brexit negotiations going from a Belgian perspective?
Well, I'll be very honest with you. There's a lot of disappointments, there's a lot of upset and a lot of turmoil that it hasn't happened quicker. And I'm being deadly serious. The Europeans don't want the UK to leave. They don't understand the idea of leaving a friend, a partner, and a group of people that actually really like the British. The downside is it's been dragged on and dragged on without any real political quality, shall we say, from the British perspective. Most of my friends and colleagues and esteemed drinkers, I just say, just get on with it, just go. You know, you don't want to be part of it. They recognise it's a government that's very weak, a government that doesn't really know what it's doing. At the same token, you sit down and have philosophical chats with Europeans. Their approach is very much more philosophical, much better. Their ideal, they have an understanding of Europe. They have an understanding of actually what it means to be European and an understanding of how life should be. Get on with it.
I was going to say, speaking of not letting go, you are back with us for this Saturday's match against Stockport County, answering the question, why didn't I have a leaving do before I left? That's why, because you've not really left, have you? You're just clinging on.
I'm not saying necessarily clinging on, Ben. I mean, leaving dues are for people that are never to return. And I always planned on coming back and hopefully getting as many games as I can. I'm lucky this week, the game on Saturday, game on Tuesday, game on Saturday, which gives me the opportunity to do the first three games of the season. It's unfortunate. I was hoping to try and catch the game on the Tuesday versus Altrincham, but I'm not able to do that. And then I've just planned the next 2 or 3 months in accordance with games that A, I've not been to for some time, or B, I've got a little bit of, je ne sais quoi about them. But the good thing is it gives me a chance to have a look at this new team, the players that Tom has brought in with the management. And if it's anything to go by through from what we've already seen, I saw the extended highlights of the game against Scarborough. It was an interesting game, that, wasn't it? It's the Flamingo Land Stadium, isn't it?
It is, yes. And it was there was no rides. Fair let down.
It's been notorious, really, because it was a Dolphinarium. I used to actually, I've been there many times doing petitions against them as well because of the Dolphinarium that they had for many, many years. I think we eventually got it closed down. I might be wrong, but I know they had a period.
Is that why Scarborough lost the ground in the first place? Or are we at cross purposes?
What, because we petitioned against Flamingo Land?
Anyway.
Yes, Ben, yeah. because you could often go to Scarborough's ground and watch the Dolphins. Yeah, weird.
Anyway,
seriously, yeah. that Scarborough pitch is worse than FC's 3G pitch. It was awful. Do the flamingos actually fly in and feed and nest on it?
I think we've agreed, haven't we, that Hyde United's is the best one.
The minimum standard for 3G, 4G pitch, it should be Hyde's, because you can't tell. There's no real difference, but I did notice in the highlights. I saw that mistake, and I know he got slated for it on the message board by Sam Baird, where he let the ball, it bounced awkwardly, and then basically had to chase back. he made a magnificent clearance off the line. I think probably one of the greatest clearances off the line I've ever seen from any player, because to chase back the way he did with a lost cause and then get his body, wrap it round and clear it was magnificent. But it was an interesting pitch, but been not a bad pre-season so far.
It's been all right. And, you know, I said on Tuesday night, it's been the most organised pre-season. The quality of games have gone up as we get towards the start of the season. And that's what pre-season's for. So congratulations, everyone, I suppose.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it wasn't rocket science, was it? And
it was up until that point.
for far too long, there was a complacency, there was poor opposition, and it was pre-season was like a bit of fun. It's nice to see that you know, the lads came back a little bit earlier than they normally would. I remember under Sula used to have them a couple of weeks, getting about 30 or 40 players together up in I won't tell you where, because that's where the FC might do it. So Middleton. And they always should get together because obviously you can't play in June, but you get a lot of people together, they have a knockabout, get to know each other, and then they decide if they want to keep a few players on. And that's what Tom's done, he's brought the players back early. And I've got to say, I mean, if you look at, you know, I mean, you've got Ashworth back, Winter's come back, you've got O'Hanlon, which is a fantastic opportunity with a great player with experience and international experience. Lynch, another captain, superb. We've seen him in the Northern Premier Division and then saw him, obviously, with Salford City when they actually came into our division. Brad Barnes, well, AFC Fardy was outstanding. He's at Salford City as well, good quality player. Kurt Willoughby, well, he's already proven, isn't he?
Yep.
That he doesn't matter if he goes off his backside, if he goes off his eyelashes, or he scores a screamer. He's scoring goals early on. And in pre-season, what you want is someone who, last season, who won the Golden Boot in, admittedly, a couple of divisions below, but to start off from where he left and start scoring goals. And that's what he's done. He's got a good eye for goal, and he's got a poacher's instinct. I like the fact that a couple of the goals he scored, there's a back pass there. He's seen it quickly. He's anticipated it. He's taken it around the goalkeeper and he's put it in. And he scored a couple like that this pre-season already, which is it bodes brilliantly. You've got the man who's Leon Dickinson. Yeah, I mean, you know, he scores three goals against us many years ago. Goes on to have an illustrious career.
The goal he scored last night, because we're recording this on Wednesday, we should say, the goal he scored last night was amazing. A beautiful lob from 35 yards out. Really good.
Well, I think the thing about him, and again, he'll come in for criticism because of his weight, let's say. I mean, I wouldn't mind being 6'2", 6'3", and that kind of weight on me. You know, I'm 5'9". And I'm nearly 16 stone. So, you know, if I got stretched to 6'3", I'd probably look quite decent. I can understand exactly why he's come to the club. You know, he will change the dichotomy. If you've got two players wide with pace, and, you know, you need a player to get in there, get in the mix, he's going to score a few goals. He's admittedly, you know, he was going to hang his boots up, but he's decided to try another season. At least, and you know, he'll get fitter as the season goes on, and again, he's got a good experience. And the one thing you can't teach is how to score a goal, and he knows how to score goals. That's what he's done all his career, and he's going to be a great, I think he'll be a good addition. And I've heard the conversations, and I've heard that this club is my club. The camaraderie, very, very young, the bonded really, really well as a unit, because obviously eight players, and now you've got the likes of Krellin, you know, Fleetwood under nine, Fleetwood goalkeeper under 19 England international, with obviously Alisson doing a James Spencer and injuring himself trying to mend something or fix something.
To be fair to James Spencer, he was actually doing his job. He wasn't, you know.
Yeah, but when you get a burst in a radiator and a hot radiator, you don't put your finger over the valve, do you? And then basically just burn your finger off. But that was sped. He didn't feel it, actually, to be honest, until about 2 days later. Then went, oh, where's my finger gone? And you know, that was one of his beautiful sides of him. I think there was some concern, wasn't there, about the goalkeeping situation, whether Olishaw coming back could cut the mustard. I'm sure Sam Ashton have been thought about, you know, but I'm sure Sam himself won't want to play second fiddle. But once a goalkeeper gets an opportunity and they've got a bit of quality, sometimes it's hard to get the shirt back. So, you know, I don't know how long this loan is. Do you have any idea, Ben? Is it a month loan?
I think it'll be about 6 weeks. I think.
Right. Okay. Okay. Again, you know, all you got to do is, I mean, a goalkeeper of this, you know, this quality under 19 England international has to look at Pickford, who's what, 24 now and has played in a World Cup.
Yeah.
He was playing for Darlington. He was at Alfreton. You know, so this grounding is great. You've also got James Pope at Burnley. He was at Harrow Borough. You know, he learned his craft there for a little while. So goalkeepers, I think, out of all the players, goalkeepers have a real opportunity because they get into the nitty gritty, to the mix. They're getting challenged in a way they're not going to get challenged in sort of like the pro game setup, where you basically can't kick touch each other. You know, everyone passes and the games mean nothing. And academy football, under 23 level, whatever it is so non-competitive, it's untrue. So I think it'll be great for him, and it could be very, very good for FC United as well. So with all those new players coming in, I mean, I'm really pleased, me personally, to see O'Hanlon. I mean, I'd like to see him have a full season without any injury. I know we've only got to put him for about a season. He's pretty planning on going back to Ireland at some stage. But again, what those players sort of like will do is they will give huge amounts of experience and confidence in the likes of with Sam Baird, Mike Jones, Tatum and Affleck, because it's a big season for these four kids.
Absolutely.
This season. Really big.
I do have to call you up on something. It's we've had it announced that it's no longer Tatum, it's Tatum. So that's what we've got to go with from now on. It's Tatum, not Tatum. Be clear.
Well, why has he got a U in it then?
He hasn't got a U in it. He has got a U in it, yeah, but it's not. It's T-A-T-T-U-M. Tatum.
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 Oh, that's got down to Tatum. Tatum.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's good to know. Yeah.
Obviously, you know, you talked about the squad that we've got there, and it's a good squad filled with experience, and as you said, the young players as well, lots of finesse there. But this weekend, we're playing Stockport County. And
are you talking to sort of like a pseudo Lancashire accent all of a sudden? Wait, this week we're playing Stockport County.
Stockport County, according to the bookies, are the favourites for the league title this season. FC United are third favourites to get relegated. So this is going to be a big, big test, this, to see where we are. Because, you know, we won't know where we are till about 3:05, I don't think.
Well, listen, it's a great opening fixture for the season. It's not the one that you would ordinarily choose with a brand new team, but what you have is you've got a couple of players that play for Stockport County and now play for FC United of Manchester, which gives it a little bit of extra bite. Because of the weather, because it's the first game of the season, it'll be a huge, huge crowd. Yes, the pressure is certainly on Stockport County this season. They just missed out last season. Their manager, Jim Gannon, has got a lot of weight on his shoulders. But, he's fine under the pressure, I think. They're still semi-pro. They're not training for a full week, but I think they are extending it slightly more, hence why a couple of players have left the football club. But, listen, I mean, it's a game, the opening game of the season. As long as we perform slightly better than we did against Brackley at the opening game of last season, then I think we could do okay. I think you'd like to go there, put a good performance in, and try and come away with at least a point. Stockport County, last season against us, were indifferent. They'll have what a point to prove. Their supporters certainly won't get to a good start. If they do get beat on the opening day of the season, you can just imagine their Amstrad ZX81 message board basically going into hyperdrive and calling for the sacking of Gannon after the first day. And I say that because I know lots of Stockport County fans, and I've got a lot of good friends that are Stockport County fans, so it's tongue-in-cheek to a certain degree. But
accurate as well.
Yes, they're accurate as well. I think for me, I looked at the first four games, and I'm looking at eight points. Win the two home games, draw the two away games, because, you know, Stockport County away. Then we've got Ashton United at home again. A couple of XFCs in there. I think Nicky Platt's there, isn't he? And Dave Carnell are both at the football club. They've just been promoted there. What a point to prove. It'd be nice to see Nicky gracing the hallowed turf of Broadhurst Park, and also Dave Carnell back between the sticks, but against ourselves. And that's going to be a tough encounter, but you want to win your opening game of the season. It encourages people to come out and watch you more and more. And then we've got that game of Boston United. Again, Boston, unknown quantity this season. They've brought a few players in, but the same token, no one has seen them because no one really goes to pre-season games. So it's quite difficult to get an idea of the quality of the opposition. The one thing we do know is on the Tuesday against Altrincham, the quality of the opposition is in there. We know the players that they brought in. We know the quality they were last season. And that'll be a terrific game at the Moss. And, exciting. Did I say the Moss then?
You did say the Moss, when actually it should be the Moss Lane.
Because the people are getting confused with Macclesfield. And there's not a great deal of love lost between those football clubs.
So
they do indeed, yes. Hence why I might have done it for comedy effects, hoping that maybe a Macclesfield fan or indeed a Stalybridge fan was listening. Stalybridge, see, I'm doing it now.
Now, when it comes, I'm rescuing you. So the favourites for the league are Stockport County. Second favourites are Chester. They've got Bernard and Jono there. Then there's York City, Southport and Brackley Town. What are you expecting this season for where FC United could finish?
Well, listen, if we started the season where we finished it, we would have been pushing for playoffs. It's imperative that we have a good start to the season. Players stay fit, and if we have that good start, I can't see any reason why we can't be top half pushing for the playoffs. I think the quality in the squad is there. I think the youthfulness is there as well. I mean, I know Logan had a great first 45 minutes last night. He was lightning. And a fit Logan can be one of those influential players because pace is something that at this level, defenders don't like. Midfield players don't like. They end up fouling a great deal. And therefore, you're getting lots of good free kicks. I would expect FC United to be in the same division next season, but perhaps pushing for the playoffs or be there or thereabouts. The likes of Stockport, the likes of Chester, the likes of, Southport, there's a lot riding on their shoulders. Southport had an average start to the season, then went absolutely wild and were fantastic, and then were awful, and then just came good at the end to avoid relegation. So there's a big challenge for them. Big challenge for York City as well. Their last season at the ground, whether or not they can improve upon last season. You would expect them to be able to do so, in all fairness, in my opinion. But they've actually got Kidderminster there, haven't you, as well. There's a whole host of teams. It is quite even for the playoff spots, I think, this season. And I think there's a lot of teams that are on quite an even keel. And looking forward to, the Brackleys of this world, again, had a great, great season. Missed out on promotion by being in the playoffs final. And then also, but winning at Wembley, So they'll be looking to emulate that. Or again, they're a small team, small club with a relatively small budget. And the thing that they had in their favour last season was that I think the vast majority of the squad stayed fit through the whole season. They had a small squad of about 18 and they were very much a unit. If they can replicate that this season, they'd be tough. But, don't discount, other clubs in the division. There are a lot of clubs. Altrincham this season, they'll be looking to do well. Curzon will want to improve upon where they were. FC equally.
But realistically, when you go through the list of teams, because, Woodsell said top 10, that's like the cliche of predictions for FC United every season. But when you look at the list of clubs, it's tough. It's going to be very, very tough. I mean, even clubs like Alfreton Town, who've got like Tom Denton and Josh Wild playing for them now, and the likes of Hereford, who get promoted every season, it feels like. And you mentioned Altrincham there. Altrincham are going to be, I think, this season's Blyth Spartans, aren't they? I mean, it's going to be very, very tough to get into the top half of the table this year.
Yeah, you've got Blyth. Yeah, well, it's a cross between the lovely people of Spennymoor and the lovely people of Blyth. Splyth. You've got those two who could be contending, you'd expect again. You've got Geisley back in the division, a good manager there and brought some good players in. Yeah, I mean, listen.
I am listening.
You're in a division for a reason. It's not, you're not in a division going, hey, tell you what's going to be all right. It's going to be easy this year. Absolutely. In fact, our division's pretty easier than negotiating with the UK government over Brexit, but it's still tough. But the thing is, you know, we could do all we got to do is concentrate ourselves this season, work hard, keep fit. We've got a good squad. I can see, you know, a couple of players coming and going, and you know, it's we bring in the right kind of players at the right kind of time. Some, I mean, the relationship obviously with Fleetwood is still one that's good, because you know, to get a goalkeeper of the calibre that we've got coming in for 6 weeks is excellent. So again, we can rely on that to a certain degree. Because let's not forget, you know, I mean, there are players that have played for clubs and we go, goodness me, they're really, really good. And you find out they're on a season loan from a league club, you know, or a two-season loan from a league club. You know, surely this season they're going to be decent, you know. They've just brought a couple of players, well, they've brought one player in particular who I recommended to FC United, and unfortunately this player left Telford and went to Chorley to continue playing with his twin brother. That's all the clues I'm going to give. And, he should do quite well there. But the thing is, we're in a division because we're a decent footballing side, we're a decent club, and therefore we deserve to be where we are. And if we can stay in the division and we can play some attractive football and we can get there and thereabouts, another good season. Everyone would like an FA Cup run or an FA Trophy run and get ourselves towards that Wembley. It would be nice for an FC United. There's no reason why we can't do it. We've seen other clubs do it. Brackley did it this season. There's no reason why FC United couldn't grace the hallowed turf of Wembley in an FA Trophy game. That would be something that we could, you know, as a club, really get behind. You know, the FA Cup as well. If we can get into the first round, second round, there's more money. Double bubble this season from the FA. Still clearly not enough, but there's a lot more money involved, and that can again help the financial situation that we're in. And hopefully, you know, we can get more people through the turnstiles, people watching the game and enjoying it, you know, and that's what football's all about. Bums on seats, standing up in the terracing and enjoying what could be and should be a cracking afternoon or evening of football for all the family.
And just before we finish things off, just to let everyone know, we have got an interview with Tom Greaves coming up on Friday
yep.
evening and on the yep. Shindig on Saturday morning.
Yep. Yep.
But I can yep. announce yep. off air interview with yep. Tom Greaves that what are you doing? That
all I was doing a Tom Greaves. Yeah, just, yep.
Yep. Yep. That Tom.
Yep. But he does it. It's like he's preempting your end sentence. Yep. And he's in.
Apart from Lloyd Allenson.
If his poaching was as good as his. Yep.
Apart from Lloyd Allenson, everyone is fit for Saturday's match.
That's not breaking news, though, is it, Ben? I think that's already been stated. I think you stated it last night on...
No, we didn't. We said there was question marks over O'Halloran and Lynch and Barnes, but after a chat with Tom after the match, those players are going to be all right for Saturday, he reckons, so...
That's good to know.
Now, just before we go... All right, just before we move on to your closing thoughts about whatever stuff you want to waffle about, being from Belgium... that's a Belgian pun, by the way. The relegation aspect to this, there's a fair few teams who are down towards the bottom end when it comes to the odds for this season. Spennymoor, Blyth Spartans, Geisler, Darlington, Chorley even. Relegation's going to be tough to predict this season, isn't it?
I'm not even going to go there. Well, the bookies haven't got a clue what they're talking about. That's why I recommend don't bet. Because basically, just
what website is that? Dopebet.com? Is that the website? That's a weird name for a betting company. Bet.
I can give you better odds at dopebet.com. It's nonsense. I mean, you know, they've got to put someone down there, so
Let me tell you who's down the bottom.
I know who's down there.
Ashton United,
Leamington,
FC,
and Curzon.
Yep. We should say that the gap between Curzon and Telford with the betting odds is quite sizable. So for the bookies, it looks like they're predicting Curzon, FC, Leamington and Ashton United all to struggle this season. So there you go. But anyway.
Well, let them make fools out of themselves. I mean, it's not hard to predict who's going to be up at the top. Those with, let's say, decent budgets. I mean, they might. You never know. I wonder if anyone's... the bookies are maybe suggesting that Salford might be favourites to go win the league next season. I mean, who'd have thought of that? I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? If you've got a big budget, or you've got a sizeable budget, and you train three or four times a week in a semi-professional game, a semi-professional arena, you've got more likelihood of getting promoted than you have if you train twice a week and you've got a budget. We know what the budget is. But, you know, it's not a hidden budget, FC United's. It's not rocket science. And the bookies, what the bookies will do, they'll look at FC's budget and go, oh, they won't be able to do anything with that. And then they'll go, right, okay, they should look at last season where we finished and how we finished and think, well, you know, perhaps, but who cares about them? Because football's not about betting. Football's about enjoyment and really getting 3 points and winning cup competitions and winning leagues.
Now, that's the football done and dusted. Don't forget, full coverage available here on fc-radio.co.uk. But before we go, Swamper, what else would you like to raise before you come back to Britain this week?
Well, I've got a new football club over here.
Oh.
I was looking at teams that I could maybe get involved with here, or at least go and watch, because obviously I'm not going to be back to the Republic every week. It's just I was hoping to fly in Saturday and fly out Saturday night, but I can fly in at 7 a.m. And get to Manchester at 8 a.m. and I can fly back from Manchester at 10:50 a.m. and be back in Brussels for 11:50 a.m. because we go back at hour.
You mean p.m.?
No. What? That's the problem.
Oh,
that's the problem.
You've got one flight here in the morning and one flight back in the morning, and that's it.
That's it. So my idea of being able to fly in on a Saturday morning and fly out Saturday night is gone by the wayside. So it normally means a Friday night flight and then back on the Sunday. And that's a little bit unfair of a partner. So what I was doing is I was looking for other alternatives. I've got a friend of mine who's invited me to start playing Ultimate Frisbee. But they look too much like Pringles, and I've already eaten three whilst in flight and decided it's not for me. Great sport, though. Actually, very, very good. Big tournament this weekend. I was going to join the local pool club round the corner. It closed down for the summer, so that's not a go. There's also the world's second largest indoor diving centre in the town I live in. I live in a place called Uccle, which is in the province of Belgium and of Brussels, and it has the second largest indoor scuba diving centre in the world. I am looking to get involved in that, but you have to have a partner, because once you get taught, you need to have two people going around because it is that deep. So that was another alternative. And then football clubs, and the nearest football club was Brevin. And Brevin had been to FC on two or three occasions. There's quite a lot of support for FC and vice versa, both fan-owned club, but they're about an hour and 20 minutes away, which isn't a great deal. However, a club round the corner from me, lo and behold, I've just moved back to their new ground. They were playing last season at Heysel, and the club is a club that have won 11 Belgian titles, founded in 1897, and they're called Royal Union Saint-Gilles or Saint-Jolis. Oh. Their nickname is Union 60. They play at the Stade Joseph Marion Stadium, but they actually moved in 1920 out of Saint-Gilles, which is 15-minute walk from here, where is my local bar, Dynamo, which is a craft ale bar, which is absolutely wonderful. And in fact, a few people from the Republic have already been over and sampled their fine ales. They've moved from Saint-Gilles to a little place called Forest, which is the next principality right next to the ground. It's on a slope. It's a beautiful old ground. It's just actually reopened. They've had loads of work done in it. 8,000 capacity. You have a drink on the stand. You can really enjoy the game. And they play now in Division B. So they're the second. They went further and further down many years ago, but they're up to the Division B. When I say they won 11 titles, Ben, you're thinking of a glory hunter, aren't you?
No, not at all. I think you've written down all the pros and cons about the various elements you want to get involved with, from frisbee to Sean Cook diving to all kinds of stuff. And you've decided the best thing to do is to support this local football club nearby. It just so happens that, you know, they're like the Nottingham Forest of Belgium, which is fine.
Well. I come back to that Sean Cook dive. That's fantastic. Well done. That's a joke that you and I are probably the only ones that laugh at. And if anyone remembers him, FC, you'll probably understand. Well, that was brilliant. Well done.
Thank you.
Ben, they won the 11 Belgium titles from 1904 to 1935.
Preston North End?
Yeah.
Or Notts County?
Or a club that was, sort of like around at the very beginning. I mean, they've been going since 1897. But the one thing I've found out recently, their new major stakeholder in the club is Tony Bloom.
Who's Tony Bloom?
Tony Bloom, you say? Who's Tony? Tony Bloom is Brighton and Hove Albion's owner.
Oh.
I could maybe look at the quality of football. It could be, maybe, next season's pre-season or post-season soiree.
That would be lovely.
Well, it would, would it?
You've heard it here first. So we're going there. That's
and it holds 8,000 people. So you know, in that respect, it's plenty big enough. It's a cracking. It's a beautiful ground. Have a look on the old website because it is a lovely old ground. It's got a beautiful facade. I think it's listed, a bit like Salford City's stand, which is listed. Oh no! Hold a second. Listed buildings, Neville's. Neville's listed buildings. Abercrombie. There's progress. It's worth it, isn't it? Getting rid of quality. This is what I like about Brussels. I've been here a few months, and do you know, I can vote in all the local elections. They encourage all people to be able to vote. We had a police officer came round yesterday to see us to check our information and get our passports and take all the information off there. And you get an ID card. And therefore, then your ID card means that you are a resident of Uccle and a resident of Brussels. And therefore, you can vote in all your local elections.
How good's that?
And it's not only just EU, it's non-EU. So if you're a non-EU citizen, you still have to have one of these ID cards. So non-EU citizens and EU citizens all can vote in local elections. And I think, and they are very keen on local elections in their local communities. The only downside is here, Ben, there are 17 political parties. Obviously, you've got the Flemish side, and then you've got the Walloon side, which is the French. It is a mishmash of political potatoes. You're never quite sure who's what, what's who, who's... It's very interesting.
Is it confusing for you?
Well, I tried to read all about it, and then I got very confused once I read all about it, and I think I'm just going to stick to a local level and see what people can do locally, because I think nationally... I can't vote nationally, but after 3 years, I can become a resident, a permanent resident after 3 years here in Belgium. So I could have my nationality. I could be Belgian, Irish, and a Mancunian.
Blimey, Charlie. You're going to be very, very confused. Anyway,
well,
on that perplexing note, I think that's probably a good time to draw a line under this show. But are you looking forward to the season ahead?
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, I can't watch all of it. I'm going to miss it, but I'm going to probably... Obviously, watch the Royal Union St. Giles instead while I'm not watching FC United, but I'll probably have my headphones on listening to you guys whilst watching live football, because I think it's so important that, you know, even if our supporters are worldwide that listen to FC Radio, which, you know, a lot of people do, even they can get out to a game on a Saturday as well and be able to plug in and listen to FC Live whilst watching another game. I think that's even better, because live football, be it semi-professional, be it, you know, Saturday morning grassroots, be it Sunday morning grassroots or afternoon grassroots, is just such a great thing to watch, you know, and watching human beings running around, kicking a ball with passion and love is something that, you know, you can't get it out of your system. And I'm looking forward to... a nice week of football. Looking forward to a great new Northern Premier League show starting on Wednesday as well with you guys down at the Heat and Hop, which will be good. So, football is brilliant. Let's remember that. Let's hope we can have a good start to the season with Stockport County.
Well, Swampet, we look forward to hearing from you again on Saturday live from Edgeley Park. A big thank you for joining. Safe journey back over here, and we'll see you Saturday.
Not a lot I can do about the journey, but it's all down to the pilot. I just hope he's not smoking an e-cigarette.